بسم الله، الحمد لله، وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. This is lesson 13. By now we've done half of this book, and in this second half it will be building upon what has already been learned. So therefore, before going further, it's best for the students to make sure you go back and understand, and not only understand but also practice and become fluent at what you've done so far. Because if you've grasped those concepts and become fluent at them, it's only then that you can try to gain fluency at what's coming up ahead. Otherwise, it will become a little bit difficult trying to speak well and fluently in plurals when you haven't actually gained fluency in singular forms. So therefore, I would recommend you to go back and make sure that all the 12 lessons, you've understood them, and you can make at least the simple sentences by yourself before you come to lesson 13. Lesson 13 onwards are building upon the previous ones. This particular lesson builds upon the previous lessons by showing to us the plurals. It's divided into three sections. Section 1 shows the plurals for masculine nouns and for masculine verbs. How to convert a singular noun such as طالبٌ, a student, into its plural, or a ضمير, هو, into its plural, هم, and a verb for singular masculine such as ذهب to its plural, which is ذهبوا. That's section 1 of this lesson 13. In this section 1, Alif, I'll start off by doing the summary of it. And you can have a look at the summary sheet from the forum on the website. After having done the summary and going through it, I'll move on to the passage Alif in lesson 13. Once we've gone through the passage, then we'll break in this recording. And then in another recording after this, I'll come back to do the exercises for section Alif. Once we finish with section Alif, then we'll go to section Ba, or B, the second one, in lesson 13. And that section, again, has to do with plurals, but it has to do with plurals of feminine nouns and feminine verbs. I'll do the same thing with that again, going through the summary first and the passage. And then in another recording, which will be the fourth for this lesson, to come back and do the exercises for section B, insha'Allah. The third section of lesson 13, again, has to do with plurals, but it's specifically about plurals for asma al-ishara, for one of the types of ism ishara, of the pointers, to say they or them. For masculine or feminine. We've learned so far to say hadha for this and hadhihi for this female. So we will learn also to say ulaika, meaning they or them, for masculine and feminine. That will be a small section, the third section of lesson 13, and again I'll split that up into two recordings, inshallah. At the end of section 2 and 3 of this lesson, there is a summary, and we'll come to that as well as we go through the summaries at the beginning of the lesson. I would advise the students to go through each section by itself before you go on to the other section. So go through the summary of section A, followed by the passage, and do the exercises and its audio, and then only when you have understood this and had some sort of practice with it, only then go on to section B. Because section A is about masculine, which are the default. Section B is about the feminine. So once you've learned the masculine version, then the feminine would be easier to make that smaller change to it. Otherwise, it will be too many new things confusing you at one at the same time. To begin now with section Alif, or section 1 of lesson 13, have a look at the summary. And you will find that this lesson has to do, it shows to us the plurals of asma, the plurals of nouns, and the plurals of dhamma, of dhamir, or dhamair, meaning pronouns, and the plurals of sifat, meaning adjectives, and it also shows us the plural of ism ishara or asma al ishara, meaning the names that point, meaning he, meaning they, or that, and so on. In the summary sheet, you will notice some of the words. If we start with the plurals of the nouns of people, common nouns, we find ones such as fata or fatan, and fatan or fata is a youth, a boy, a male, a youth. Its plural is fityatun, fityatun. There is no pattern between fatan or fityatun that you could know from beforehand. It's when you see it, you know that this is the type of plural it is. So you find fatan, its plural is fityatun, fityatun. In Surah Kahf, إنهم فتية آمنوا برب آمنوا بربهم فزدناهم هدى. إنهم فتية, they are youth or young boys. فتن is plural فتية or جمع. The next word you see is طالب. طالب is مفرد singular. Its plural is طلاب. طلاب is the جمع, the plural. The next word you see in the list, اسم, name, and its plural is asma'u, asma' meaning names. And of course ismun is also a noun, and asma' is nouns. Also another one, zamilun, zamilun, a colleague, that's mufrad singular. Its plural or jama' is zumala'u, zumala'u is the plural or jama' of zamilun. Again, another one, صديقٌ, its جمع is أصدقاء, حاجٌ, its جمع is حجاجٌ, حجاجٌ, and so on. So these are the plurals of common masculine nouns in Arabic. And we've seen in it that the pattern that these type of plurals follow, you need to see them and memorize them. So with some other plurals, you simply add a waw noon at the end of it, such as you have muslimun. Muslimun means a Muslim, and its plural is muslimuna. Muslimuna means the plural of Muslim, meaning Muslims. And notice with Muslim to muslimuna, you simply add a waw noon at the end. So in this type of a plural of a masculine noun, you keep the original singular intact, and you only add a waw noon at the end to make a plural. Whereas the rest of the ones we saw before this, the singular noun, it's broken apart by inserting letters, removing letters to make a plural. So we saw talibun becoming tulabun, ismun asma'u, zamilun zumala'u. So here you break up the original mufrad, the singular. These ones are called jama' taksir. Jama' taksir. Taksir means to break apart. Jama' is plural. Jama' taksir means plurals where the plural word is formed by breaking apart the singular form of it. Whereas the muslimun to muslimuna, these are called, notice that the singular stays intact. It stays and remains sound and secure and intact. That's why this is called jama' mudhakkar salim. Jama' is plural, mudhakkar masculine, salim means sound or intact, not broken apart. So muslimun, muslimuna, simply add a waw noon at the end. These are the plurals of the common nouns. Let's have a look also on the summary sheet, plurals of adjectives. We've seen adjectives such as jadidun, jadidun, new. We say هذا طالب جديد. This is a new student. The plural of جديد is جدود. جدود or جدود. جدود is the plural of جديد. So you say الطلاب, meaning the students, جدود are new. الطلاب جدود, meaning the students are new. Likewise, you see the next one after it. طويل means tall, and this adjective is plural is طوال. طوال with a كسرة under طا. So you say الرجل طويل, and the plural of الرجل is رجال, the men, And you say الرجال طوال, the men are tall. Likewise, we see another plural of an adjective, مجتهدٌ. مجتهدٌ is someone who's hardworking. And its plural is مجتهدون. Notice this is a جمع مذكر سالم, مجتهدون. You simply added a واو نون at the end of مجتهدٌ. So again, some types are جمع مذكر سالم where you keep the مفرد intact and simply add a واو نون, such as مجتهدٌ, مجتهدون. Others are جمع تكسير, such as the ones that we've seen before and also the ones we see here. طويلٌ طوالٌ, جديدٌ جدودٌ, and again قصيرٌ short, قصارٌ, meaning short people. These ones, as we'll see later, a few of the plurals such as جدود and طوال and قصار and كبار, these are the same for masculine singular or feminine singular. So you say قصيرٌ, هذا الرجل قصيرٌ. الرجل قصير. And you also say المرأة قصيرة. Both of the plural is قصار. So you say الرجال قصار, النساء قصار. So the plurals such as جدود, طوال and قصار, they are the same for masculine or feminine singular. As we'll see in section B, it will be the same as well. How do you know which word has what type of a plural? If it has a جمع تكسير or جمع مذكر سالم. As a default, you would make a جمع مذكر سالم. But really, that's not a rule for you to depend upon. So therefore, the best way to know a plural in the Arabic language is either by listening to another person or reading it in a book or finding it in a dictionary. Not all the dictionaries do not mention the plural of all of the words, however they do mention the plural of some of the words. So more or less the only way for you to know what pattern the plural is for a singular noun in Arabic is by sima, meaning by listening to a person or listening to a speech that is written down in a dictionary or in another passage or a book or somewhere else. Now we'll move on to another type of noun that is made plural, another type of masculine noun that is made into a plural, and that is the damir huwa. Damir huwa, we say hadha tabibun huwa ghaniyun, hadha tabibun huwa ghaniyun, hadha talibun huwa dhakiyun. So the plural of huwa is hum. Huwa is he and hum is they. So we say hadha tabibun, this is a doctor. Hum atibba'u, atibba'u, atibba'u is the plural of tabib. Hum atibba'u, they are doctors. Likewise we say huwa talibun, he is a student. Huwa talibun, he is a student. And it's plural, you would say hum tulabun. Hum tulabun, they are students. He is a student, they are students. Huwa talibun, hum tulabun. Another thing we learn in this lesson is the plural of ism ishara, hadha. Hadha was ism ishara, or the name for pointing, for masculine, and it means this. So we say hadha talibun. We learned before to say hadha talibun, hadha tabibun, hadha tajirun, hadha mudarrisun, and so on, meaning this is a doctor, this is a teacher, this is a businessman, and so on like that. Now the plural of ism ishara hadha is haula'i, haula'i. Notice the way it's written, and it always finishes with a kasra. هؤلاء, because it is one of the nouns that is مبني. If you recall, nouns are two types. They are معرب, meaning ones where the ending changes. You may say طلاب, طلابا, طلاب. The sign of the end of the word changes depending on its position in the sentence. The other type of nouns are مبني, meaning the end of the noun, the end of that noun, the sign of it never changes. Examples of that were هذا or هو and هؤلاء, which is what we're doing now. So هؤلاء is the ism ishara, but it is ism ishara for jama', for plural of masculine. And we'll see later, it is the same for the plural of feminine as well. So هذا, its plural is هؤلاء, and likewise هذه for female, its plural is هؤلاء as well. We'll see examples of this in the passage and in the exercises, and exercises are designed very well to give you practice of these principles and these concepts. The next thing we see in the summary is a word that's called بعض, بعين ضاد, بعض, and بعض means part of something complete, part of something complete, or a few amongst a whole bunch of objects or people. بعض. And we see after it in the summary sheet, it says بعضهم, بعضهم. بعض means part of or some of, and هم is the ضمير we just saw before, which was the plural of هو. هو, he, هم, them. هم, them. And also it is the plural of the ضمير هو. So for example, you say كتابه, كتابه, meaning his book, and its plural would be كتابهم, كتابهم. So هم is the plural of the ضمير هو or هو, meaning, and هم means they. بعضهم means some of them. بعض, some amongst, or some of, or part of. بعضهم means some of them. Let's have a look at an example of this sentence. هؤلاء, هؤلاء حجاج. In fact, let's take another noun instead of that. هؤلاء طلاب, meaning these are students. هؤلاء طلاب. بعضهم من الصين, some of them are from China. وبعضهم من اليابان, and some of them are from Japan. So that's how you use بعضهم. هؤلاء طلاب, these are students. بعضهم من الصين, some of them are from China. وبعضهم من اليابان, and some of them are from Japan. Again, we'll see examples of this in the passage, and we'll see more examples and practice in the exercises. Let's move on to the next principles. Now, in the remaining of the summary sheet, you will see that the plurals that we've learned so far, how are they implemented in sentences? So, before we may have said هذا طالب, meaning this is a student. هذا طالب. So now let's make the مبتدأ هذا into a plural. هؤلاء. هذا طالب, this is a student. How do we say these are students? هؤلاء طلاب. هذا طالب, هؤلاء طلاب. Simple, and there's a lot more practice of this in the exercises. However, as simple as it may be, these type of sentences are extremely frequent, very frequent in the Arabic language. So make sure you do the exercises and get a hang of these and how to make sentences of this. هذا طالب, هؤلاء طلاب. The next one, الطلاب الجدد من اليابان. الطلاب الجدد من اليابان. You notice here, we made a صفة موصوف, a نعت منعوت. If you recall, we've made نعت منعوت before. We said الطالبة الجديدة. الطالبة الجديدة من اليابان. Meaning the new student is from Japan, from Japan. So we notice when we made نعت المنعوت, that the adjective, the نعت الجديدة, must be the same as the منعوت الطالبة in three things. They should both be معرفة or نكرة. They should both have the same sign فتحة كسرة ضمة. And they should both be masculine or feminine. Now we add a fourth rule to that, and that is they should both be plural or both be singular. الطلاب الجدد من اليابان. The new students are from Japan. الطلاب is plural, therefore its adjective نعت should also be made into plural. So you don't say الطلاب الجديد, no. You would say, it's actually better to say الطلاب الجدد, meaning the new students. الطلاب الجدد, because the manعوت is plural, the نعت is also made into plural when you make a sifa, an adjective. Another, these are so far two types. هؤلاء طلاب is a type of sentence you make where if you make هذا into هؤلاء plural, so the خبر should also be plural. Now in terms of نعت and منعوت, same thing. الطلاب الجدد من الياباني, you make it into plural as well. Another type we learn is how to make plural of a past tense verb for a masculine subject. الطالب جلس في الفصل. الطالب جلس في الفصل, meaning the student sat in the classroom. الطالب جلس في الفصل. الطالب is مفرد, it is singular, therefore the verb is جلس. جلس means he sat, and he is referring to الطالب, which is singular. However, you see after that in the summary sheet, والطلاب, meaning الطلاب, the students, plural, جلسوا في الفصل, sat in the classroom. The students sat in the classroom. So الطالب became plural طلاب, الطلاب. Therefore the verb جلس, he sat, should be changed to جلسوا, which means they sat. So you add a waw alif at the end. This alif, it's not actually pronounced, it is merely in writing. It's the waw that is actually pronounced. So you say الطالب جلس والطلاب جلسوا. الطالب جلس الطلاب جلسوا. The students sat down in the classroom. Likewise, you do the same for other verbs. خرج خرجوا. ذهب ذهبوا. He went, they went, and so on. These are the main new concepts introduced in the first part of lesson 13. Let's go now to the passage of Alif of lesson 13, and another recording will come to the exercises. However, I'd like to point out that there are occasionally new things that come out in the exercises, as it will in the exercises of Part A, but I'll mention it as it comes instead of mentioning it in the principal summary at the beginning of the lesson. Let's move on to the passage of lesson 13, passage Alif. الفقرة ألف, meaning the passage ألف. من هؤلاء, it's good for you to listen to the meaning of it now, but then after that read it yourself a few times. And as you read it, picture the meaning in your mind instead of having to translate it into English. This is the key principle when you're learning a language. Picture it in your mind as you go through. Once you've learned through the meaning, go through it not just once but repeatedly until you become used to reading it yourself and understanding it yourself without resorting to translations, neither from the audio nor from you yourself translating. The passage begins like this in the textbook of lesson 13, the first section Alif. من هؤلاء الفتية الطوال يا علي. من هؤلاء الفتية الطوال Ya Aliyu, means who are these tall boys, O Ali? Who are these tall youth, O Ali? Ask yourself, what is the singular of this sentence? The singular of this sentence is Man hadha al-fata al-tawilu ya Ali. Man hadha al-fata al-tawilu ya Ali. That is the singular. And its plural is من هؤلاء الفتية الطوال يا علي. الطوال is the نعت, adjective of الفتية. And هؤلاء, and الفتية is the بدل of هؤلاء, if you recall from the principles before. But these names, you do not need to memorize. This terminology, you do not need to memorize. It's good if you understand, but it's not crucial at this stage. Inshallah, it will come later on. من هؤلاء الفتية الطوال يا علي. Who are these tall youth, O Ali? هم طلاب جدد. They are new students. هم طلاب جدد. They are new students. Notice again, طلابٌ منعوت is plural, therefore its نعت is also plural. جدودٌ. طلابٌ is نكرة, does not have the definite particle أل, therefore its نعت جدودٌ is نكرة. طلابٌ is for masculine, therefore its نعت is for masculine as well, or it's consistent for being with masculine. هم طلابٌ جدودٌ. من هؤلاء الفتية الطوال يا علي؟ هم طلابٌ جدودٌ. من أين هم؟ من أين هم؟ As you read it, you may have considered reading من, but you know من أين makes no sense. Who, where, as a sentence makes no sense. Who, where, they makes no sense. So you would resort to saying من أين هم. From where are they? من أين هم. From where are they? Meaning these new students. هم من أمريكا. هم من أمريكا. They are from America. أهم زملاؤك. أهم زملاؤك. A is for a question. It converts a statement into a question. A, simply for question. هم, they, زملاؤك. Meaning زملاء is the plural of زميل. So زملاء means colleagues. زملاؤك, your colleagues. Your colleagues. هم زملاء. أهم زملاؤك. Are they your colleagues? زملاء مضاف ك مضاف إليه. نعم هم زملائي. Yes, they are my colleagues. نعم هم زملائي. Yes, they are my colleagues. هم في فصلي. They are in my classroom. هم في فصلي. They are in my classroom. So notice how you do إضافة, make مضاف مضاف إليه, of the plural زملاء to a ضمير إي for me. We said زملاؤك, your colleagues, زملائي, my colleagues. أهم زملاؤك؟ نعم, هم زملائي, هم في فصلي. أهم مجتهدون؟ Are they hardworking? أهم مجتهدون؟ نعم, هم مجتهدون. Yes, they are hardworking. هم is جمع plural, therefore its خبر مجتهد should change to plural. مجتهدون. نعم هم مجتهدون. ما أسماؤهم؟ ما what? أسماؤهم. أسماء names, هم theirs. مضاف مضاف إليه. Their names. أسماؤهم. ما أسماؤهم? What are their names? أسماؤهم ياسر وزكريا وموسى وعبد الله. Their names are ياسر and زكريا and موسى and عبدالله. Notice in this sentence, أسماؤهم is the مبتدا, their names. أسماؤهم, their names are ياسر is خبر and has ضمة وزكريا. So زكريا is added onto ياسر, so it should have a ضمة at the end. But because it's always got a alif, such as Amrika, as we saw before, and these words such as Amrika and Zakaria that always have an alif at the end, they can never take Dhamma or Kasra, so you always say Zakaria. Likewise, Musa. Musa, you can't put a Dhamma or a Kasra at the end, so you say Musa, even though you understand that there is a Dhamma at the end. أسماؤهم ياسر وزكريا وموسى وعبد الله. عبد is مضاف and عبد is مضاف and it is added on to ياسر. ياسر has ضمة, therefore عبد, which is added on by wa, wa means and, so عبد is added on to ياسر, therefore عبد will have the same sign as ياسر. So عبد is مضاف and الله, the لفظ الجلالة is مضاف إليه and has كسرة. So you say عبد الله. ومن هؤلاء الرجال القصار؟ ومن هؤلاء الرجال القصار؟ And who are these short men? ومن هؤلاء الرجال القصار؟ And who are these short men? Before he asked in the beginning, in the first sentence, who are these tall men? Now he's asking, who are these short men? Again, ask yourself, what would be the singular of this sentence? The answer, it would be, وَمَنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الْقَصِيرُ وَمَنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الْقَصِيرُ And who is this short man? وَمَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الرِّجَالُ الْقِصَارُ And who are these tall men? It's plural. هُمْ حُجَّاجٌ هُمْ حُجَّاجٌ هُمْ they, and it's مُبْتَدَى, it's خَبَر, is حُجَّاجٌ حُجَّاجٌ is جمع, it's plural, and it's مُفْرَد or singular, is حَاجٌ حَاجٌ means a person doing Hajj. حُجَّاجٌ, people doing Hajj. هُمْ حُجَّاجٌ هُمْ is plural, therefore حُجَّاجٌ will be plural as well. مِنْ أَيْنَهُمْ From where are they? مِنْ أَيْنَهُمْ بَعْضُهُمْ مِنَ الصِّينِ وَبَعْضُهُمْ مِنَ الْيَابَانِ Some of them are from China and some of them are from Japan. بَعْضُهُمْ مِنَ الصِّينِ وَبَعْضُهُمْ مِنَ الْيَابَانِ Some of them are from China and some of them are from Japan. Notice we use the word بَعْضُ as مُضَاف and the ضمير هُمْ for they as مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ بَعْضُهُمْ some of them. أَيْنَ مُوسَى وَأَصْدِقَاؤُهُ أَيْنَ مُوسَى وَأَصْدِقَاؤُهُ Where is Musa wa and أَصْدِقَاؤُهُ His friends. صَدِيقٌ friend is plural أَصْدِقَاؤُ friends. That is مُضَاف in this sentence and who ضمير for he is مُضَاف إليه أَصْدِقَاؤُهُ his friends. أَيْنَ مُوسَى وَأَصْدِقَاؤُهُ Where is Musa and his friends? Notice Musa is خَبَر sorry Musa is actually مُبْتَدَى and أَصْدِقَاؤُ is added on to Musa. So Musa is in place of Dhamma, therefore أَصْدِقَاؤُ will also be in place of Dhamma, therefore it's got a Dhamma. أَيْنَ مُوسَى وَأَصْدِقَاؤُهُ The answer, ذهبوا إلى المطعم. ذهبوا إلى المطعم. ذهبوا is for plural, they went. It's the plural of ذهب. ذهب he went, ذهبوا he went, they went. Meaning Musa and his friends. ذهبوا إلى المطعم. They went to the restaurant. المطعم is a restaurant, a place where you go and eat. ذهبوا إلى المطعم. Now I'll read the passage one more time. Try to understand it in direct Arabic as I read through it and do that yourself as well. Read the passage a few times. Understand it in direct Arabic, but not only that, remember the rules we've learned in section A in the summary of this lesson. As you read the passage of Alif, recall those rules in each sentence and see how that rule applies. This will help you to gain practice of implementing the rules that you've learnt. من هؤلاء الفتية الطوال يا علي؟ من هؤلاء الفتية الطوال يا علي؟ هم طلاب جدد. هم طلاب جدد. من أين هم؟ من أين هم؟ هم من أمريكا. هم من أمريكا أهم زملاؤك؟ أهم زملاؤك؟ نعم هم زملائي هم في فصلي نعم هم زملائي هم في فصلي أهم مجتهدون؟ أهم مجتهدون؟ نعم هم مجتهدون ما أسماؤهم؟ أسماؤهم ياسر وزكريا وموسى وعبد الله أسماؤهم ياسر وزكريا وموسى وعبد الله ومن هؤلاء الرجال القصار ومن هؤلاء الرجال القصار هم حجاج هم حجاج من أين هم بعضهم من الصين وبعضهم من الياباني بعضهم من الصين وبعضهم من الياباني أين موسى وأصدقاؤه؟ أين موسى وأصدقاؤه؟ ذهبوا إلى المطعم ذهبوا إلى المطعم This is the section Alif, the first section of lesson 13. Inshallah, in the next recording, we'll come back to go through the exercises. Make sure you've understood the concepts and read through the passage before you move on to the exercises. But the exercises are very important, and as we go through them, I'll point out any important points that may pop up that we have not done already in the summary before.